Starting with Hashem, Hilchas Basa Bachalov, Shir 2, Simen Pezayin Siv Gimel. So the first thing we'll discuss in this shir is what's the din of Behema Tameya, or Cholov, milk from a Behema Tameya. A Behema Tameya is any animal that is usur to eat. For example, a dog, pig, etc. So now, is there an Isra Basa Bachalov on this meat or milk? So the Mishnah says in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph towards the bottom. Let's see inside. Basar Behema Tahira, Bacholav Behema Tahira, Asur Levashal VaAsur Bahana. The meat of a Tahar animal with milk of a Tahar animal is Asur to cook, and one may not derive benefit from it. If the milk and meat are cooked together, one may not derive benefit from it. Basar Behema Tahira, Bacholav Behema Tameya. The meat of a Tahar animal with the milk of a Tamei animal, Basar Behema Tameya B'cholav Behema Tahira, or the meat of a Tamei animal with the milk of a Tahar animal, Mutar Levashal or Mutar Bahana, is Mutar to cook, and one may derive benefit from it if it's cooked together. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chayav Ba'oif Einam Min HaTahira. Rabbi Kiva says that to cook milk with a Chaya, or an oaf, there's no prohibition from the Torah. Animals are divided into two types. There's behemoths and chayas. A behema is the bull family, the sheep family, and the goat family. Chayas are, for example, a deer and an antelope. So, Rabbi Kiva holds that one may, according to the Torah, cook a chaya with milk. An oaf, fowl, or chicken may also be cooked min haTorah. Shenemar l'sevashal gedi b'chaliv imoy gimel pa'amim. It says in the Torah three times that one may not cook gedi, a kid, with its mother's milk. So the three times that it says gedi, prat l'chaya u'la'oif u'behema tameya. One is to exclude chaya, one to exclude oaf, and one is to exclude behema tameya. Rabbi Yosef Glili Amir, nemar le'soichal kol nevela. The pasuk says you should not eat nevela. V'nemar le'sevashal gedi b'chaliv imoy. And it says that we should not cook a gedi in its mother's milk, so we make a hekesh, since it's in the same pasuk, and say, Esher asur mishum nevela asur levashal b'cholov, that which it has in isra nevela is asur to cook in milk, oif she asur mishum nevela yachal yehe asur levashal b'cholov, oif chicken also has an isra nevela on it, so I would think there is an isra also to cook it with milk, talmud loyma b'chaliv imoy, yosa oif she'en lechalav eim. Rabbi Yosef really learns that when it says Mechaliv Imoy, it means to tell you that it has to be something that has mother's milk. And since chicken does not have mother's milk, therefore you can cook chicken in milk. So those are the three shittas in the Mishnah. Tanakama says Tomei is Mutter. Vikiva says Chayin Oif are Mutter Min HaTorah. And Rabbi Yosef really says that Oif is Mutter Min HaTorah. But Chaya would be Asur Min HaTorah, since it has mother's milk and it's an Isur Nevela. So now, what does the Tanakhama hold regarding Chaya and Oif? So Tosa says, the last Tosa is on the page, Basa Behema Tahira B'cholav Behema Tahira Hu Hadin Basa Oif L'Rabbanan Da'asa Min HaTahira. Tosa holds that according to the Rabbanan, the first opinion in the Mishnah, fowl or chicken is Asur Min HaTahira. The Dafka Rabbi Kiva Hu Da'omar Chaya B'Oif Eina Min HaTahira. But it's the only Rabbi Kiva that holds that Chaya B'Oif is not Min HaTahira. And the Tanakhama would hold, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that anything that has an Isser Nevela has an Isser Basa B'Cholav, and they do not hold of this Limud from Cholav Imoy. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the Rabbanan would hold that chicken is Asur Min HaTorah. That's the opinion of Tosfos. However, the Rosh in Siman Nun Aleph brings the Rif that only brings the words of Rabbi Akiva and not Rabbi Yosef Glili. So the Rosh says that the Rif is passing like Rabbi Akiva. So the Rosh says it has to be that the Rabbanon do not argue on Rabbi Akiva. Because if the Rabbanon would argue on Rabbi Akiva, we'd have to passing like the Rabbanon, because we have a rule by Rabbi Akiva that it's only a halacha to Rabbi Akiva when he argues on one person. But when he argues against the Rabbim, then the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. So it must be that the Rabbanon are not arguing on Rabbi Akiva. And they also agree that Chaya Ba'if has no Isra Min HaTorah. And it must be that Rabbi Kiva is explaining the Rabbanon. That where did the Rabbanon know that Chayav Oif and Behema Tameh is Mutter Min HaTorah? They learned it out of three times, Nesavashal Gadid. at the three times it says Gadi is coming to exclude Chaya Oif and Behemoth Tumea. So that's the opinion of the Rabbanon. What are Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva arguing in? So this is the Gemara on Kufta Zayin Omer Aleph, towards the middle, about two-thirds of the way down. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Nemalei Seichlu. Let's see inside. The Gemara says, Mai Ika ben Rabbi Yosef Glili le Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answers, Ika ben Ayuchaya. The difference is Bechaya. Rabbi Yosef Glili saw Bechaya Doraisa. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Chaya Doraisa because it's a novella and has its mother's milk. Vekiva saw Bechaya Dorabonim. And Vekiva holds the Chaya's Midorabonim. Ibe Yosef, another teretz, which doesn't argue on the first teretz. Just another argument between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Vekiva. Oif Ike Benayla. There's a difference by chicken. Rabbi Akiva saw Bechaya Boif Enim Natoira. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chaya Ba'oif is Mutter Min HaTorah. Ha'o Midu Rabbanon Asiri. He says specifically Min HaTorah. So we can infer that there is an issue to cook chicken with Mok Midu Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef Glili Sa Ba'oif Apila Midu Rabbanon Nami Lo Yasir. And Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that chicken is Mutter even Midu Rabbanon to cook with milk. Tanya Nami Hachi. We have a braisa that is a proof to this Machlekes. Rabbi Elezer, how you coast and ate them lasses pechomim lasses barzel the Shabbos. In the place of Rabbi Elezer, they used to cut wood to make iron for a knife to use for bris milah on Shabbos, even though it could have been done beforehand. In the place of Rabbi Yisraeli, they used to eat chicken with milk. You see, this is no gzera d'rabbanan. So then the Gemara brings a story. Levi ikla lebe Yosef Rishba. Levi came to the house of Yosef the trapper. I see l'kamei reisha the tjuvsa b'chalba. They brought the head of a peacock in milk. And he didn't tell him anything. He didn't say it's also to eat fowl, which includes peacock with milk. When Levi came to Rabbi and told him what happened, why didn't you excommunicate them? That city, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru was the Mor Hara, was the Rav. And I said, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amar Yatsa'oif, She'en Loi Cholav Eim. That Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that chicken is excluded because it doesn't have Cholav Eim. So we see that they used to eat the chicken with milk, and there was no Gzeira even Midura Bonon. So it comes out according to this, that according to Tanakama, according to Tosfos, Olf is Aser Midor Raisa, according to Bekiva it's Aser Midor Bonan, and according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's Mutter even Midor Bonan. And according to the Rosh, both the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Kiva hold that Olf is Aser Midor Bonan, and Rabbi Yosef Glili will hold that it's Mutter even Midor Bonan. And we saw that the Rosh brought a riff that holds that the Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. And that's halacha l'maaseh, that it's also to eat chicken and milk, midu rabbanan. So that's the basis of the Gemara to our sif. Let's see now inside the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Einin noyheg elo b'bosor b'hema tohira, b'cholav b'hema tohira. Bosor b'cholav only applies by the meat of a tohar animal with the milk of a tohar animal. Aval bosor tohira b'cholav tameya, but the meat of a tohar animal together with the milk of a tummy animal, a bosa tameya b'cholav tahira, or the meat of a tummy animal with milk of a tar animal, mutarim b'bishul uvahano, a mutter to be cooked together and a mutter to have benefit from. A bosa chaya b'oif, afilu b'cholav tahira, and the meat of a chaya and oif, even with milk of a tar animal, mutter b'bishul uvahano, is mutter to cook and to have benefit from. Va'af achila in aser ela midor bonon. And even to eat them together is only aser midor bonon. Now let's see the Tan's Sifkot and Beis. Mutarim bebishul v'hano. Betor kosuv avu baser tohira b'cholav tameya oy yipcha. Meat of a tar with milk of a tameya or vice versa. Or baser chaya v'of. Then it says baser chaya and of even with milk of a tar. Einoi ela midor bonon, or mutter bebishul. It's only midor bonon and it's mutter to cook and to have benefit from. So the Tor lumps together Tameya with Basar and Chaya. So therefore, Hiksha based Yosef, the im min echot tamei, that if one min, either the meat or milk, is tamei ha asa bachila medaraisa, it's already asa to eat medaraisa. But lama lahula migzar alav isa basa b'chalav la'achila. So Beis Yosef asks, why do we have to make a new gzera of basa b'chalav not to eat it? Since it's anyway asa medaraisa, what reason do we have to make another isa of basa b'chalav? Bite chicken, we ask it basa b'chalav because maybe if people eat chicken and milk, people come to eat meat and milk. But tomato and milk, anyway people are not going to eat because it's asa medaraisa. So what's the reason to make such a gzera? Uva drisho meyucham izal, metarsim, the Jewish and Moira Rechomi, my revered father-in-law, the Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz. Metarzim, so the Jewish and the Bach answer, the Yesh Nafka Mina B'Gzerizu. There is a reason to make this Gzera, to make a prohibition midrabanon of Basa B'Cholav by Tameya. To Lahavi by Din Chaticha Atzman Asnes Nevela, in order for it to have the Din of Hanan. Shesviru Leidu Rabbein Ephraim, B'Simen Tzadik Beis, to Leim Ridunken Ela B'Basa B'Cholav. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that we don't say Chanan only by Basa B'Cholav. And therefore, if I won't say Chanan in this case, let's say I'll cook kosher meat with tummy milk, and then I'll take it and put it in another pot, I'll only need 60 against the tummy milk. Because we don't hold of Chanan by Shari Surim. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't hold of Chanan by Shari Surim. Therefore, we have a reason to make a gzera that is also because of Basa B'Cholav. Because now, once it has a din of Basa B'Cholav, and now I'll fall into another pot, I'll need 60 against the whole piece of meat, not only the tummy milk that is absorbed. That's the opinion of the Jewish and the Bach. And so the Taz says, V'leidokav Rabbanon b'zeh kvoidim b'mekoyim munach. The Rabbanon did not learn correctly. Kvoidim b'mekoyim munach. It's words of respect. The respect should be in their place. Meaning that even though I respect you, I disagree. Doha ikru hatam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Machmer Babasa B'Cholav, the reason that Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that this Chanan Babasa B'Cholav and not by Shari Surim, who mitam should call Echad Bifnei Asma Mutter. The reason is because Babasa B'Cholav, each one is Heter, both the meat is Mutter and the milk is Mutter, and therefore, when they're mixed together, we say that they have a new Isser, and the whole thing is considered Isser. And it's only Asur because they're mixed together, Benasam Guf Echad, and become one unit. And since they become one unit, therefore we say that it's completely Isur. And therefore only 60 next time against the complete Isur, and not only against the milk or meat. And that doesn't apply if one of the two are Tamei. Because in any case, one of them is Asr Min HaTorah. There's not a new Isr that's because of combination. Anyway, one's Asr. Since it's anyways, one is Asr, therefore we do not say Chanan. And therefore, in our case, if I cook Tamei with milk, it should be like Shari Surim, because it's not two Heterim that are now new Isr. And therefore, we should not say Chanan according to Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Ein Lamed Rabbanon Gozru Bezeh. And we can't say that the Rabbanim were goyzer to say Chanan in the case of Tomei and Toyer because of a gzer of other Basa B'Cholav. Because if you we see that you make a gzer, you should make a gzer by cooking and having Hanah too. Since it's an Isra anyway, and you see you're still making a gzer, and still make a gzera that it's called Basa B'Cholav, Hachanami Habilu Lahachm B'Zeh, that should also be Machmer by cooking and having Hanah. And since you see they did not make a gzera because of other Basa B'Cholav, so there's no reason to make a gzera by Chila either. Medvorim Elo, Hukshu Gam, Mashu Kosab Oid Moir B'Chamizal. And according to what we're saying, it's also a question of what the Bach says. The Yesh Nafkamina Lechaticho Havuya Leskabid. The Bach says that besides Chanan, there's also a reason to say that it's also because of Basa B'Cholav, because of Chaticha Rulis Gabbage. Sheniska B'Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Aleph, the Neswa Machmas Shekibla Tam B'Teva, Melvad B'Basa B'Cholav. Then in Siman Kuf Aleph we'll learn that the only time something is called a Chaticha Rulis Gabbage, Chaticha Rulis Gabbage is something that you would honor guests with, and the Rabbanim made a gzera that anything that you would honor guests with is considered Choshuv, and is not bottle. Usually, something that's asr is bottle in 60, but that it's not bottle even in 1,000. That's only if it is intrinsically asr, not if it has only a taste of isr. In other words, even though we say chanan by shari surim, according to the Ramah, still, it's not called an isr mifne asma. It's not called that it itself is intrinsically asr. So therefore, if the reason that this food is asr is only because it absorbs taste of isr, it will not have a din of chaticha uleskabit. Except for basar b'chalav, by meat and milk, even though the milk is only absorbed in the meat, we still say that this is a gufa isr, is an intrinsically asr, and therefore, if this piece of meat is a chaticha uleskabit, is fitting to honor guests, it will not be bottled even in 1,000. So according to the Bach, we have a reason to say that Tomei has a din of basar b'chalav, in order that it should have a din of chaticha uleskabit. So the Taz says, gamzeh lesaklal, this is also not true. Why would they machmer b'basar b'cholav in chaticha uleskabed? Who mitam shachaticha atzma nasas nevela? The reason is because we say chanan k'mavoy b'beis Yosef shom b'shem tois habayis b'sefer truma. The kivan in his bashel basar b'cholav nasa guf echad shel iser. Since the meat and milk were cooked together, they become one body of iser, a complete iser. Since we don't say chanan, therefore, it does not have a din of chaticha uleskabed. So this is a little bit hard to understand according to the Ramah, but it's according to the Mechaber true that it doesn't hold of chanan b'shar isurim, and therefore there's no din of chaticha uleskabed on something that only has a taste of isur. But if you said that chaticha uleskabed is connected to chanan, so according to the Ramah that holds of chanan b'shar isurim, it should also have a din of chaticha uleskabed. So we'll have to say that even though there are more holds of chanan b'shar isurim, it's not that it's intrinsically asur. It's just we're geizer b'shar isurim because of basar b'chalav. But it still has a din of isur balua, and therefore there's no din of chaticha uleskabed. So the Taz continues. V'kan le'shayach le'mekain. Over here we don't say chanan. Because one of them is anyway asr without the combination of basar b'cholav. Therefore, the basar b'cholav, the cholav in the basar, or vice versa, it's only a din of balua. And therefore, it would not have a din of chaticha uleskabed. So the Natan says, and besides all this, we have no reason that the Rabbanan should make a gzeira, iser achilas basar b'cholav, when one of them is tamei. The leimatzina is a b'gemara, because you don't find this in the gemara, but le b'paiskim klal, and not anywhere in the paiskim. The only time we find an iser of the Rabbanan of basar b'cholav is by oif. And the mission that we learned before, it says, that by behemoth tamei it's mutu to cook and tavano. Upirish Rashi, the Mishnah did not mention that it's mutu to eat. Because since there's an iser of tumah, therefore it's also to eat. Shmamina, the belav tumah, and shum shechas iser b'seh. To receive from Rashi, the Rashi says that the reason it's also to eat is because it's tamei. But not because it's an iser of basar b'cholav on the piece. The malaykein ha'ilamas nisin askiyoi. Because if it was an iser of basar b'cholav, the mission should have told us. Ela pashut de b'min echot tamei have a kashar isur mamash. Therefore, it's pashut that when either the milk or meat is tamei, it has a din of shar isurim, and there's no iser basar b'cholav. Ela bor de mashukasav ha'tor she'ene ela medur abanon. When the Torah says that it's only medur abanon, loikoyu baka basar oif, veloiklal. Basar tamei or cholav tamei imoi. When he says it's an iser d'rabbanan, he's only going on oif and not on basar tamei or cholav tamei. Rak le'inyan shei mutar b'hanava bishul. He only includes basar tamei or cholav tamei that it's the same as oif with regard to hana and bishul. K'ma shekasta b'is Yusuf, like the way Yusuf writes. M'shemacha yafa asa b'shul chanav shalai hitik ze. And therefore, the shulchan aruch was correct that he didn't quote the Torah, and he divided up basar behema from the Bach says that it's not correct what the Beis Yosef said, but it seems to me that the din is with the Beis Yosef, the Bira. ולפי מה שנמצא בשם השאל שהגיע בתור טבס לוי קודם ובסה בחיה, according to the girsa of the Torah that the Mashal had, that he puts the word loy, he says the tradition of the Torah is basa tohaywa b'cholav b'hema tamea, I basa tamea b'cholav tohaywa loy, is no iser, and he divides it. As the shaper comes out tvei, comes out very well. The inkavon is the Torah, bakash lachmina, and she'ej sham heter bishel uvahano. That the Torah is just telling him to tell us that there's no iser to cook or to have benefit from tamea. But not that there's an iser achila midrabanan. That's the opinion of the Taz. So Nukus HaKesef argues on the Taz. The Taz says that if one of them is usher anyway, there's no reason to say chanan. The Taz says, so, but the Shach says in Nukus HaKesef, L'koshe midi, demachol mocha mishom basa b'cholav chol chad ba'api nafshe shari. Regarding basa b'cholav, each one is mutter. In other words, if the milk is a tahor, so the milk is mutter, even though the meat is tamei, or vice versa. Ve'im ken cholav tahira, nasa nevela mishum basar. Therefore, if the milk is tahar, it becomes a nevela because of the meat. Afagavtu basar tamei, even though the meat is tamei. It still becomes a chanan, since the milk is mutter. It doesn't have to be that they're both mutter. Ve'im basar tahira, nasa nevela mishum cholav. If the meat is tahar, it will become a nevela because of the milk. Afagavtu cholav tamei, even though the milk is tamei. Ve'im nuchatu hu l'skabit. So the Shach argues on the Taz. The Taz says that in order to say Chanan, both have to be from a Tor. But the Shach says, no, you could still say Chanan. However, the Shach agrees to the Beis Yosef for a different reason. So now let's see the Shach in Sifkot and Gimel. Avobasa Tohiva b'cholav tamea. Lashon HaTor, the Tor says, Avobasa Tohiva b'cholav b'hema tamea. Avobasa tamea b'cholav tohiva. That either tummy milk or tummy meat, or basa chaya ba'if, afilu b'cholav tohira, or basa chaya with tohor milk, and an element of abonon, or mutter b'bishul b'hano. There's no iser except me to abonon, and it's mutter to cook and to have a no. Ad kan l'shoinai. That's the lashon of the Torah. Because of the Beis Yosef, she lashon she'enem chobanu. The Beis Yosef says that it's not correct. The masha kosev enem ela midu abonon, loy matzi koi elu l'chaya ba'if. When he says that there's an Isser Rabbanon, it's only going on Chay and Oif, B'cholav Tohira. Di le Basa Tohira, B'cholav Tomeya, Oy Ifcha, Le B'cholav Tomeya, or Basa Tomeya, Le Ashrachan Shu Asro Chacham B'achidah Mishon Basa B'cholav. We don't find that there's an Isser Midu Rabbanon or Basa B'cholav on Tomei. V'gam Halai Haya Inyin La Asro Midu Rabbanon, and there's no reason that there should be Asr. Achar Shekvar Hu Asr V'aymin Min HaTorah, since it's already Asr Min HaTorah. Mishon Basa Tomei, B'cholav Tomei, because it's already Asr, because of Tomei. Adkan, that's the Beis Yosef's question on the Torah. The Kachtika in Kan Haloshen, therefore in the Mechaber, when the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he fixed it up and did not quote exactly the Torah, he divided the two cases. The Yofa Kivin, and the Shach agrees to the Beis Yosef that the Beis Yosef is correct. Elisha HaBach, Hisigalov, the Bach asks on the Beis Yosef, Upirish that Torah Asalash Minon, and the Bach says that this is an Isser Midu Abonon a Basa B'cholav by Tamea the Nafkamina Le'in L'chaticha Nasat Nevela. The Nafkamina is B'chanan the Zavalei De'ina Ela B'Basa B'cholav, that the two holes is only a Chanan B'Basa B'cholav V'chein Le'in L'chaticha Havui L'Skabed Ein Shom. And also regarding L'chaticha Havui L'Skabed, there's a Nafkamina if we say that it's an Isser B'Basa B'cholav, like we explained in the Taz V'chein Pirish HaDrisha, and that's also what the Drisha says. Well, if he's there, according to this, afilu didon de kaimalon chaticha nasas nevela b'cholav yisurim, hayin afkusa b'dover. According to us, even though we hold chanan even by other yisurim, there's still a nafkamina. If we say chanan by tamea, le'inyan mashakosav harav b'hagor simen tzarek bey siv dalad ayin shom. Regarding what Ramah writes in simen tzarek bey siv dalad did, over there he says, lach balach, if you have two liquids, a liquid iser is mixed with heter, so in a hefsin meruba, if there's a big loss, we do not say chanan in such a case, and if this liquid is mixed with something else, we only need 60 against the iser, not against the whole thing. But if we'll say that is chanan by basa b'cholav, then we will ask for it even in a hefsin meruba. When don't we say chanan by lach b'lach in a hefsin meruba? Only by shav isurim, but not by basa b'cholav. And therefore, it will be enough coming over here too, if we'll say that tamei is a din of basa b'cholav, then therefore, by lach b'lach, even in a hefsin meruba, it will be asur, unless it's 60 against the whole iser. That's the according to the Bach and the Drisha. So Shach says, Afiyan is deity, Zainayuk. I disagree. The Vade Loy Ashkham Bishum Duchta, we don't find anywhere. The Gamla Ishtamit Khadma Paiskim Lichtapken, we don't find any of the Paiskim. That right, that is the Isra, Basa Bachala Betamea. The Gamma Pirish Rashi, Vahavan, Mashmala Hedge, the less the Isra Mishum Basa Bachala, Klal. Afiyanim into Abonim. From Rashi, like we said in the Taz, it's mashma that there's no isur basa b'cholav but tameyak. The only isur is because of tamei. The Ran is also mashma like that. The gam ain tam klal shachachamim yasuhu mishum basa b'cholav. There's also no reason that the rabbanon should make an isur basa b'cholav. The bishleim of basa oif shayach shapa gzeira by chicken by fowl. There's a reason to make a gzeira basa b'cholav. Sheim hayu oichlim basa oif b'cholav hayu oichlim gam ken basa behema b'cholav. That people are going to eat chicken with milk, they might come to eat meat with milk. Because of Rambam Shem, as the Rambam writes. Aval ma'inin ligzer shabasa behema tahira b'cholav tameya yipcha, ya'asir mishum basa b'cholav. What's the reason to make a gzera by tameya with milk? The ha'balav ha'chi yilasa l'mecha shlamidi. Because there's no reason to be chayshish that since people are going to eat this, they'll eat other basa b'cholav. Kiven the balav ha'chi yasa, since anyway it's asir. Mishum basa ha'cholav tameya, because either the meat or the milk are asked to eat. And this is the seems to me the intention of the Beis Yosef. When the Beis Yosef says there's no reason to ask it, he means there's no reason to make a gzeira, because it's anyway aser. The like of Mashakosav Belashin Habach, the Hakvar aser b'achila min haTorah, v'lehutzuchu ligzor elav. Not like the Bach understood behaving shah Beis Yosef b'loyim de'in nafkamina b'davar, that the Bach understood that there's no nafkamina to make a gzeira. To aser mishum basa b'cholav, imhu aser mishum basa b'cholav elav. There's no nafkamina whether it's aser mishum basa b'cholav or not. Kivin shukpar aser min haTorah, since it's anyway aser. Olchena lakachay shiv the nafkamina. The Rebbach understood that what the Beis Yosef is saying that there's no nafkamina whether it's basa b'cholav or not. And therefore he says no, there is a nafkamina, and therefore there is a reason to make a gzera. The Shach is saying that's not the intention of the Beis Yosef. The intention of the Beis Yosef is there's no reason to be gzer by tameya that I might come to eat. Tahar. Since anyway, I'm not going to eat tamea. The intention of the Beis Yosef is like I explained. And that's the din. Since chaticha v'liskab is also only midu abonon, and therefore we don't say that I'll have an isur basa b'cholav and I'll be aser. Like we'll see in Kesuvim Kuf Yud. Gam hadrisha kosa b'sef dvarav ela sh'adayin kosher sh'olem etzinu zeh b'shum mokim sh'basa tohayra b'cholav tamei ha'ipcha yesh b'ol b'shum isa d'abonon v'sh'nas t'nabela m'd'abonon. This is also how the Drisha says in the end that he also agrees that he never found anyone that says that by tamei there's an isa m'd'abonon. Adkan. That's the words of the Shach. Now, is that the Shach agrees to the Beis Yosef that there's no isa basa b'cholav by tamei. This is also how the Taz holds, except that there's a difference between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz holds that we don't make an Isser of Chanan unless both are Mutter. And therefore, over here, since one is Aser anyway, there's no Isser of Chanan. And since there will be no Isser of Chanan, there's no reason to make a Gzera, because there's no Nafkamina. In other words, what the Taz is saying is that even according to the understanding of the Bach, that then the Bach understood the Beis Yosef that there's no Nafkamina whether we say it's Aser or not, and the Bach says, yes, there is a Nafkamina by Chanan and Chticha Uleskabed, the Taz says, no. There's no nafkamina by chaticha uleskabin uchanan, because since one is aser, even if we'll say that there's an iser of a basa b'cholav, we still won't say chanan since anyway one of them is aser. And this the Shach argued in the Kusa Kesef that even if only one of them is mutter, we still say chanan, but there's no reason at all to say over here that there's an iser of basa b'cholav, since anyway people won't eat it, so there's no reason to make a gzera, and therefore we won't have the din of chanan. So the difference between the Taz and the Shach would be in a case where there is a Isser of Basa B'cholav. So the Nafkamina would be by Nevela or Chelev. That we'll see that by Nevela or Chelev, there is an Isser to cook Nevela or Chelev with milk. So according to the Taz, it will come out that there's no Chanan. That even though there's an Isser to cook them together with milk, since one of them is anyway Aser, there's no Chanan. But according to the Shach, it could be that since there's an Isser of cooking together with milk, once there's an Isser of Basa B'cholav, we'll say Chanan. So that's the din of Basa Tameya. Now, as we started saying, what's the din of Nevela or Chelev with milk, to cook it with milk? Let's see the Doglam Revava Aleph. Oy Basa Tameya B'cholav Tahira, or Basa Nevela V'chein Chelev Osa Levashel B'cholav Min haTorah. To cook Nevela or Chelev, or forbidden fats, Nevela is an animal that did not have proper shechita. Same it would be a trefa. A trefa is something that has a wound that will not let it live for 12 months. Or chaylev, forbidden fats, is also to cook with milk, minatoira. But loikel bishule, and one who cooks them gets malchus. Avo b'achila, but to eat chaylev or nevela that was cooked with milk, ain by iser basa b'cholav, has no iser basa b'cholav. V'chol zem avur b'rambam b'perek tes milchus macholus asuris alachabav. This can be seen from the Rambam, milchus macholus asuris. V'omnam, im hu asur b'hanna, however, if it's asur b'hanna, einam avur b'dim Rambam. We do not see in the Rambam, in Machalas HaSuris, whether there is an issur to derive benefit from chaylev or nevela that was cooked with milk. Avol b'pirush ha-mishnayis b'meseches kwisis perek shlichi, b'mishnah, in the pirush ha-mishnayis of the Rambam, in the third perek of kwisis, on the Mishnah, yech oichal kiva achas, mabur sham b'divya Rambam, we see from the Rambam, she'ena asa b'hano, that is not asa b'hano, ayin sham b'nekuda ha-neflo. Over there he says a wondrous point, shabir sham. The Rambam over there is talking about en isur chalal isur. We have a klal, a rule, that once we have something that's asur, another isur cannot be piled on top of that isur. Except if the second isur adds something to the first isur. So the Rambam asks, by basa b'cholav, why don't we say that it's an isur to eat basa b'cholav on chaylev that's cooked with cholav? Because it adds an isur hano. So the Rambam says that by basa b'cholav, any time that there's no isur achila, there's also no isur hano. So the Rambam says that the isur hano by basar b'cholav is only an outcome of the isur achila. And any time there's no isur achila, there also will not be an isur hano. So the Dalga Mavava concludes that someone who's semech on the Rambam, the makam hafsid, lo yafsid, if there's a hafsid, you can semech on the Rambam, that nevela, cooked with milk, or chaylev cooked with milk, is mutter b'hano. However, the Prima Gaudim in the Psicha says that it's also asur b'hano. That's the din of chaylev and cholav. One more piece is what's the din of fish and milk. The Mechaber says, Avol dogim b'chagovim, fish and grasshoppers, which are mutter, according to the Mechaber. We today do not have a Masura, which grasshoppers are mutter, and which are also, therefore we do not eat any grasshoppers. But in the Torah, there are many grasshoppers that are mutter, and the Sfarim do have a Kabbalah on which are mutter, which are asr. So the Mechaber says that fish and grasshoppers ain't behem afilu iser afilu midur bonum. Fish and grasshoppers can be eaten with milk, even midur bonum. So the Taz says, and Siv Kotn Gimel, Aval Dogim, Bebeis Yisiv Kosov, Makomokim, Ein Lechel Dogim, Becholov, Mpnei Asakona. The Beis Yisiv says that one should not eat fish with milk because it's Asakona. It's a printer's error. That the Beis Yosef should be that one should not eat fish with meat because of sakana. The Beis Yosef mixed up meat with milk. That's a sakana to eat meat with fish and not milk with fish. Lavush quotes, not the Beis Yosef, that it's milk and fish are asur. And the Taz says that's not true. This is also in the Shach says the same thing. Sivkot Nhei, Aval Dogim, Kotev Eiter Zov. The Eiter Zov is a Levush. Zela Shene, Mekol Mokim, Ein Lechel Dogim B'cholav M'pnei Sakono. That one should not eat fish with milk because of its Sakono. Kamosh Nizbayer, Baruchayim Simen Kufayim Gimel, Adkan Lashene. Ube'emes Nimshach Achar Beis Yosef. The Levush is just going after the Beis Yosef, Shekosef Kain, that wrote, this is a Sakono to eat milk and meat. Aval Hutois, it's a mistake. Kilo Niska Sham Ela Dogim Im Basar. Asum Shem Sakana. Because the only Sakana is fish and meat. Avo b'cholav lo shamanu v'lo b'inu. We never heard or saw any iser by to eat milk with fish. B'chol yuma v'yuma nehaginin hachi levashel dogam b'cholav. And we regularly eat fish with milk. Gam b'deka moshu hisek al b'sisif. The b'deka moshu also argues on the b'sisif. B'chem b'sisif b'er sheva daf kuf. B'sham achoinam hisigu alav b'zeh. Many achrayim argue on the b'sisif, but on b'shas, because perukei tzitzilin, mashman behedjin, the less pay apilu, mishum sakana, v'u pashut. And the Taz Shach says that it's pashut that there's no sakana to eat milk with fish. But the Piskei Tshuva brings those that agree to the levush and sifkot test. Let's say inside, ayin berheitiv v'ayin b'tshuvas chinuch b'sihuda siman samach alef shemakayim divir levush that agrees to the levush the asur lechol b'cholav that is asur to eat fish with milk, because he asked the doctors, that dafka dogam hamatuganim imchem mutar lechol, that the only thing that's mutar to eat is fish fried in butter. Aval dogam hamuvishalim b'chalav, but fish cooked with milk yesh boy sakonas choyli, fish cooked with milk one can get sick from. The dogam makari ma'oid, because fish cool down the body. Gam hacholav ra o mazik al guf, and milk also is bad for the guf. V'chein kosev v'mgadim shem knesa gdeila, the dogam hamcholav yesh sakona. V'mgadim also holds on the name of the knesa gdeila, the fish with milk there is a sakona, or b'chema v'shuman ha'niklet magabe hacholav in a sakona. The only time there's no sakona is by butter or the fats that are taken off of the milk. V'ayin sham, the mashma daite da'af imcholav dafka lechatchila yesh lezer. Aval b'dievet ein leser, that the it's mashma from the prima godem that he holds that only lechatchila one should not eat fish with milk. But by the Eved, there's no Isser. V'ayim b'tshuvas ad nepaz, simen mem beiz, shekosev b'shem ha-bachye, pashas mishpatim, d'yesh sakana gemura b'dogam gvina, that there's a sakana to eat fish with cheese, v'huadinim cholav, and also with milk. O'lechem pasak, da'af b'di Eved aser. The ad nepaz, paskin said even b'di Eved, it's aser to eat milk with fish. Avu b'dogim chema, but with butter, kosev d'shari, kibin shekola oilam oisim ken, since many people do like this. The Nirali, so the Besri Tshuva, concludes, the Ha'idna, the Shokola Oilam of Vashlam, Gamam Cholav, Shari, the Kivan, the Doshu Beirabim, is Mutter. Since today the Minhag is that everyone eats fish with milk, it's Mutter since it's a common practice. And there is also the Minhag today, I've never heard amongst Ashkenazim people that are Machmer on this. We eat tuna casserole and all sorts of other fish and cheese dishes, and that's the common practice for Ashkenazim. But as far as though, there are those that are more machmer. Each one should follow his custom.